Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And so we're really close to Halloween.
Yeah, we are. What are we? 15 days away.
So you've already gone to a Halloween party, haven't you?
I did. I went to one last Saturday.
What did you dress up
12th.
As?
It was very early. I was a White Claw. And
the drink.
Talk about basic. Yes, the drink. And for those who don't know, because some people don't know what White Claws are, which... are you living under a rock? But it is the alcoholic seltzer, mm-hmm. which they called it the drink of the summer. And now it's still the drink of the summer, even though it's fall. And they have other kind of spinoffs from it, like a Truly is the
same
thing.
Yeah, there's other brands.
There's other brands. But the White Claw is like the main one, the one that kind of got it all famous. And so my boyfriend made us White Claw costumes, me, himself, and our little baby gnome, who, because I was a gnome last year and we made a little baby. So baby gnome was one as well. And
like
yeah, it was
that carries over, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. The baby gnome is going to live forever. So we were different flavors. Super basic.
There were other people at the party. Same.
There were other people at the party that were White Claws as well. So we're not original. They were actually the exact same flavors as us. We were too, which is funny because there's like six different flavors or something.
Those are just the popular ones, huh?
I don't even know.
I don't drink White Claw that often, so I don't know.
Honestly, I don't really like it that much, but
I always mix it with more alcohol.
Exactly. I just use it for now drinking games because it's right. kind of easy to chug, but it's crazy. We dressed up, and you know what? I'm totally over it now.
No more Halloween.
I feel like for me, dressing up once, getting that big, we're all spooky. We're all in different costumes. Ooh, because my friend has this huge party. Mm-hmm. She really like...
It's for her birthday too, right?
No.
Somebody else then. Okay, never mind.
She just like decks it out in Halloween craze. She loves it. She's always something really creepy and, you know, she really goes all out for it. And then, you know, just once, one night, you get wild, you dress up, you get crazy. And then, okay, it's over.
See, I've been so busy with, like, the roommate moving in and just life in general that I didn't really plan on any parties, which is hilarious because two of my friends had said, we're going to go crazy every single weekend for Halloween. We have not done anything yet.
Then, you're in, like, weekend number two or three.
Yeah, this weekend she's going for her anniversary celebration because she got married in October, so they go on a trip every anniversary. So they're going out this weekend. So I'm like, oh, I'm not going to see you this weekend.
And you love Halloween.
I do. And my house is like really decorated right now. I have like spider webs all over.
Yeah.
I have rotting pumpkins on my porch.
Oh, you have a lot of rotting pumpkins on your porch.
And I hopefully make some more this weekend. I don't know. That being said, she's like, okay, well, we are doing a pub crawl. And she's like, okay, so that's the only thing you're coming to. I'm like, well, I guess I am now since you think I am.
I'm like, okay.
She's like, what are you dressing up as? I don't know. I have not.
Which is crazy because I feel like you always have always have ideas and at least one that you're like for sure committed to for at least one event.
Right.
And they're always usually kind of funny.
I like to be funny or silly. Like I've been Ace Ventura before. Mm-hmm. I've been Silent, or I've been Jay. Or no, my buddy was Jay because he didn't have a costume, so I just put a hat on him and a hoodie. So he was, and he had long blonde hair. So he was Jay, and I was Silent Bob inside a black trench coat.
That was funny.
But I don't know. Like I thought about being Lilo for Lilo and Stitch, and have Prince Migg's little foster baby be Stitch. But like I can't find the Lilo dress. That's not like $50.
And I had, you can make one. You're very crafty.
That's probably what I'm going to end up doing is just ordering a red dress and putting her print on, the little leaf print on it.
Yeah.
It was just annoying because I had a gift card or a coupon.
Yeah.
So I went to Hot Topic, going to buy the dress, and they only had the yellow one. I don't want the yellow one.
Oh. Well, and honestly, you can't, I mean, you can be Lilo for the pub crawl, but you can't bring Stitch to the pub crawl.
No, I mean, I have a stuffed animal Stitch, so...
Oh, would you just carry that?
Yeah, I could.
That would be annoying to carry throughout the pub crawl.
Well, I had a couple ideas, and won't spend too much time into this, because I had some other stuff I do want to talk about, but my friend and I had discussed a couple ideas, Pinterest, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn between Morticia Adams.
Oh, that'd be epic.
Because I found a dress really cheap on Amazon.
Yeah, you can do your makeup all crazy and dark. Right.
Maleficent.
Oh, that would be more complicated.
Yeah, well, it's more or less, I can make the little horns. Those are pretty easy to homemade. Mm-hmm. I could get some wings if I really wanted the wings and just get a staff or make a staff. I have a cloak and you could just really wear just any black dress.
Yeah.
Which I have plenty of if I really wanted to. My friend lives with me. I have her closet too. So that's fun.
True.
That we had talked about maybe also dressing up as a Slytherin students, because my other friend's dressing up as totally blanking on her name, Helena Bonham Carter's character in Harry Potter, Bellatrix.
Oh,
so we'd be Slytherin as well.
You're not really a Harry Potter person, though, are you?
No, but I am a Slytherin. I know that. That's how we
holler. Me yep. too.
I believe it.
Why? Everyone says
you're like
that.
Me. Because you're a lot like me. Another one, because I found a really cool dress on the Amazon. Elf, just a standard elf, like a Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that would be so cute.
Not like your gnome, but be more like a Lord of the Rings type elf. So like the cool outfit, green, and like the ears, and maybe some sort of bow and arrow with blonde hair.
I am definitely feeling that.
The elf?
Yes.
All right. So that's top contender. So send us messages, text messages, Instagram
elf
message.
Or Adam's girl.
Morticia.
Those are my two. All right. Top for you.
But yes, I need advice. So okay. Please let me know. Because I have a couple days.
Yeah.
I need to figure out by Friday, because Friday's when I want to order whatever I'm going to wear.
Okay. You better text us or message us.
Please.
Like, in the next 2 days.
Yeah. A couple days. But speaking of dressing up and everything, I'm curious to hear your opinions on this, because you always say that I'm very feminist, especially compared to you, which I think I'm yes. very just like middle of the road there when it comes to that, especially because I feel like people have turned it into a very negative thing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I believe it. There's the ones that have taken it too far and that have made it a really gross thing. But if, let's say, you know, whether it's your current boyfriend or previous boyfriend and said, Sarah, we're going to go out and you can't wear that. Whatever it is you were wearing,
mm-hmm.
How would you react?
I'd probably get really mad.
You don't say you're going to get mad. Like, I wouldn't believe you.
Yes, I would probably get very upset. Well, I mean, I guess it kind of depends what I'm wearing, but 98% of the time I'd probably get really mad and have a right reason to. If I was wearing something that like was, even I knew, was completely ridiculous.
Like if you're wearing pasties and then a thong outside, you know, to a party, then I'd be like, I'm not gonna give you my jacket when you complain about being cold.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be my only thing, but.
Or if I was wearing something that like, I don't know, he knew his friend that we were gonna meet up would get really offended by or something. Like, okay, I won't wear this out. Even
like if you had a shirt that said Hail Satan with your Catholic friend.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
okay.
Like, I would wear Hail Satan, and he would have to be cool with it if I was like, Hail Satan is so funny. But if we were going to meet up with like his parents or go to church that day right. or something, I'm like, okay, I get it.
But let's say you're going to an event where you dress up, like it's like the Met Gala, for example.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to go like next week to the Met Gala. How'd right. you know?
So apparently, I don't watch the Kardashians. Do you?
I don't. No, surprisingly.
Have you ever?
Right. I have before.
I do not. I'm one of those people that, like, I don't really care for the Kardashians. I think they're all kind of dumb, but I think it's also impressive how they built this empire.
Dude,
off of
the jealousy's so real.
Like, it's like good for them.
Like they're famous because What's Her Nuts
had a sex tape,
made a porn with Ray J, and then what? One of the youngest ones is like the richest person in the world now.
Like one of the richest.
That's so amazing.
Youngest billionaires. They didn't start from nothing. They did have some money like when they started. So
yeah.
Still good for them that they have made themselves a brand.
I would be cool if people would hate me because they think I'm the dumbest person, but if I'm the richest billionaire or youngest or whatever, I'd be like, you could call me whatever you want.
So apparently on the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kanye West, we see this. So the Met Gala thing happened months ago, but he apparently was tearing into what's her name, Kim, for a corset look that she had going on that was too sexy. Mind you, Kanye, and I don't like him, and I don't like his music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not
He's
a fan.
He's kind of a douche.
Yes, he is. He has rapped about, you know, gang sexual situations, having sex with his four sister-in-laws, like sending D pics, implying that he wants to have sex with Taylor Swift, amongst with other explicit lyrics. So apparently he wasn't happy because of the dress she wore had like, she had to wear a corset with it, really tight corset.
Yeah.
And it was underneath her dress. Because
okay.
I saw pictures of her wearing the corset, and it was obviously under her dress. It was like corset, then Spanx kind of a vibe.
Woo, made her sucked in.
But apparently she had to even get training on how to breathe properly because it was that tight.
Oh, man, that sounds terrible.
So he had said, like the corset underwear, all that vibe, I just feel like I just went through this transition of being a rapper and looking at all these girls, because he recently converted to Christianity. He's like, and I didn't realize that that was affecting my soul and my spirit as someone that's married and love and the father of now what, about to be four kids. Because I think she, they for the last two, because she had trouble with pregnancy or whatever, they've had surrogates.
Somebody, yeah, okay. I was like, damn, they almost have four kids now?
Yep. So she's like, the night before the Met, you're going to come in here and say that you're not into the corset bust. And she said that, you know, her husband's negative energy, it's like, was giving her really bad anxiety. Like, what are you talking about? He says, you are my wife and it affects me when pictures are too sexy. And she also pointed out that he helped her craft her public image. Because when they started dating, I think I even saw a post that he went into her closet and threw away everything.
To make her less sexy or more sexy?
No, like to like make her like, because he's a designer and stuff. No, not even conservative. Like he was building her up into the sex symbol, but that was better. Okay. Like,
so he liked the whole sexy look and sex appeal.
He says, you built me up to be the sexy person and confidence and all this stuff. And just because you're on a journey and you're on a transformation doesn't mean that I'm in the same spot as you. She has a really good point. As much as you want to hate on Kim Kardashian, she has a really good point. He simply said, all right, cool. And he left the room, and Kardashian called his outburst absolutely ridiculous. So this is a guy who wears like, I'm assuming like thousands of dollars worth of clothes, and he looks just like some schmuck off the street.
But yeah, I was going to say thousands of dollars like sweatpants.
Right, and hoodie to the Met Gala. And she's wearing the dress. Like she looks, I mean, as much as you do or do not like Kim Kardashian, she looked fantastic.
So that's what she wore.
Yes.
Dude, let me just tell you guys, her waist looks so tiny.
And like the fact like it's her hips. Whoa. Her hips are huge, so it's going to make her tight.
And her boobs waist. Are popping. They're hella right. big in that picture too.
And the dress is really awesome. It's supposed to, I think I read it, supposed to have the vibe that she just got out of water, so like the little crystals falling off of it are supposed to be like water droplets.
Oh man, that looks uncomfortable. That's hurting my waist though.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, no wonder why she had to learn how to breathe.
Woo! It's like you want your guy to think you're really hot. I'll put something on, and Kanye would say, no, that doesn't look good. I'll trust him, she said in an interview back in 2013. So he was always the one to kind of guide her around. Like, definitely he totally picks out all my looks, she said during a 2015 appearance. I really do trust his opinion. I also read other stuff where he was the one that talked about how he loved her naked and like seeing these pictures of her naked, and just seeing her all sexified. There's a music video I think that she was in where like that they're making fun of, like they were on the motorcycle, and she was like, there she was kind of riding it cowgirl style. And like they were like making out, and the wind was blowing in the opposite, like the wrong direction of where the motorcycle would be.
Oh, really? Of course
so
it was.
People were making fun of it, but she was naked. So it's like you've crafted this woman to be this like a sex appeal, to be this brand, part of your brand.
Yeah.
And now you're changing it up because you don't like it all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think it is his whole being on this quote unquote new journey. And it kind of sounds like I think he's just kind of getting older and realizing like, OK, you're my mother now. You're a mother to my kids now. You're my wife.
Like, he's like, you're my wife. It's like, you don't own me. Like,
yeah. But I think he's getting, you know, a little. I mean, I've dated guys who, you know, like me at that party when I'm looking like a hoe because you think I'm hot. But then once we make it official, I can't go out looking like a hoe anymore because you don't want other guys staring at that what you stared at when I was single. Like I've dated guys who's like who are like that. And I don't agree with it. And I don't. I mean, I saw this on Facebook and I had friends who were like, if any guy tells me what to wear or not to wear, there's no way I would blah, blah, blah. Those are all my single friends, though.
Yeah.
And I think about my relationship now, and I'm lucky to where my boyfriend pretty much lets me wear whatever the hell I want. Like, I've never had a situation where he's like, no, don't. Whether
where he doesn't. I feel like lets you seems kind of weird. I think it's the idea of like he doesn't care what you wear.
Yeah.
He's,
whether it's literally like I wore my White Claw costume and I wore fishnets and almost everyone could see my ass, to me wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt out in public with no makeup and a messy bun, you know, like either way he's totally supportive of it. But if there was something that he didn't like me wearing, we'd have a conversation about it. But in the end, if he really felt uncomfortable with it, I respect him and our relationship more than just an outfit. So for me, like when I see my friend saying like I would never let a guy, well, it's like for me, my relationship with my boyfriend is way more important than whatever the hell I wanted to wear. We'd have a discussion right. and be like, why does this make you uncomfortable? Like, is there something we can do to have more trust in our relationship to where you're not going to be uncomfortable with me wearing this, rather than it just having a fight me doing what I want? Because that's not going to get anywhere either.
I think it is frustrating, like, if you are a certain way and you've always been a certain way, and then when you start dating, they expect you to change. Like, in any situation, like, and it doesn't have to be about clothes. It can be like, oh, I'm a huge video gamer. Like, oh my God, that's so cute. And then you start dating. It's like, you're not allowed to play video games ever. You're not allowed to hang out with your friends. It's that whole controlling vibe that is super frustrating. And she had apparently been planning this outfit for 11 months.
Damn.
So it's not like she didn't know. Like, he didn't know what she was going to wear. Because
he probably didn't know until he saw it on her. What? And was like,
she probably had to do dress fittings too. And she ran all his, like, her outfits by him too. So I think this is a recent journey. So he just recently changed his mind. Which I'm not saying you're not allowed to do. However, you also can't expect people to change their minds with you.
Yeah, but they all, I mean, they're, yes, but they are married. So I feel like there has to be some compromise.
But this is her brand. She has built her brand off of this figure, off of her body, off of these, like, clothes. So it's,
that's why I feel like, I mean, if he really, really doesn't like this and she really likes this, they have to come to a middle. Like, she didn't necessarily have to wear that and have to wear that corset and have to wear those boobs. She would have looked fabulous pretty much in anything, you know?
But I mean, if you're planning an outfit for 11 months for a certain event, I'm guessing the Hollywood thing's a little harder to go out. You can't go to JCPenney and buy an outfit when you're Kim Kardashian.
But she has designers probably that could, any designer would be at her door front the day of, being like, here, please wear this. We'll do it, you know, like, she has many options. So I feel like I would get pissed, but then I also feel like it needs to have a conversation, because it's not just your boyfriend that you've been dating. It's your husband. It's your baby daddy. Like, there has to be some type of middle.
I think for me, I'm very sensitive to this. I think because my boyfriend, when I was younger, always knew I was, like, more of the rocker chick. And I met him, he had long, dark hair, wore band shirts, and I love that about him. And he would just give me, like, the dirtiest looks when I'd wear my jeans that were ripped up all the way up, just looking really grunge. Like, that was my style.
Like, he liked that before he
like, I'm like, this was how you met me.
Oh, okay. Like, when you guys started dating.
Yeah, so whenever I do anything, he was very much not that person to, like, attention on him. So anything that brought attention to us, he hated. Because he's like, cool, people are going to be staring, they're going to be looking at me. So, like, I knew that was going through his head. And I'm just like, why? You knew I'm this person, so why are you getting...
Yeah, and he was like that. Why?
He started changing. Like, when he started working, he got a manager position at his job.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started wearing polo shirts and khakis. Oh. And so he started wanting to grow up. And I'm just like, but we had this... conversation once where he's like, I felt like I had to grow up early. And I'm like, I did too. But the way we're both proceeding in our life, like, I feel like I missed out on a good chunk of childhood for A, B, and C. So I'm going to do those things that I wasn't necessarily allowed to do, like wear the stuff I wanted to wear and explore and dye my hair and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You felt like you grew up early and that you're going to stay growing up. And that's fine. But this is how I am. And you knew this about me.
So did you guys eventually break up because of it, or?
I think that was part of it. It was just a lot of fighting over that. And there was a lot of issues, too, on his end. He had a lot of mommy issues.
See, that's where I think it's like, that's, it, yeah, you know, like, that's what was, you know, the explosion or whatever of y'all's relationship. Yeah. But I feel like with them, that it can't be. I mean, Hollywood, everyone gets divorces and stuff.
Right.
But,
I'm
you know,
just waiting for them to get divorced. I'm not surprised.
They've been together for way longer than I thought they would be.
Right.
But, you know, like with me and my boyfriend, like, we would have to have a conversation about it, but at the end of the day, like, our relationship isn't worth it. Like, I would...
Right. Like,
you know, and, like, let's... Going back to the video game thing, if I dated someone who I knew played video games a lot, I would be like, oh, okay, that's fine. But then I think if we moved in together and it started to become a problem and I need more attention, like, that would have to have a conversation.
Right.
Because it's like, I knew you loved video games and I knew that was, like, your hobby and, like, maybe your passion or whatever, but, like, hey, you're in a relationship... It's not about just you anymore. It's about me. And if you want this to work, there has to be a compromise somewhere.
I just know girls that are like, I don't want him to play video games ever again. I don't want him to hang out with his friends and stuff. I've seen...
No, like, that's very extreme. Yeah.
The extreme of this situation. I just know these two people as very extreme people. And at the end of the day, if they get divorced, it's no skin off my back.
Yeah, but I hope they don't. Even though I don't really like... I mean, I kind of like... I like the Kardashians. I think, yo, like, they have this whole crazy... world that's insane, and they built it off of, yes, being famous kind of before, but pretty much this sex tape. Like, I think that is hilarious. But I mean, Kanye, he's, I don't know him obviously, but from what his
yeah, he's crazy,
his him in the media, I'm like, oh man, he's extra. But oh, yeah. You know, I always hope for marriages to succeed.
All right. How do you feel about moms telling other women what to wear?
Moms?
So apparently this came out like earlier this year, back in March, and it cracked me up, and it just resurfaced again, and I wanted to talk about it. So apparently this woman, who's the mother of two boys that go to Notre Dame, sent a letter to the girls, like just like a widespread letter or email, excuse me, to the girls at Notre Dame, basically saying that they need to stop wearing, like, a group of young women all clad in tight clinging spandex and short tops were sitting directly in front of her and her family. She wrote, I thought of all the other men around and behind us who couldn't help but see their behinds. The self-described Catholic mother of four sons wrote in a letter to the editor that was published in the Notre Dame student newspaper. It says, my sons know better than to ogle a woman's body, certainly when I'm around, and hopefully also when I'm not. They didn't stare and they didn't comment afterwards, but you couldn't help but see those black, like those blacky naked rear ends, talking about the leggings.
Holler.
I didn't want to see them, but they were unavoidable. How much more difficult for you young guys to ignore them? So she basically begged the female students to think of the mothers of sons the next time you go shopping and consider choosing jeans instead. She kind of explained in her letter. And she proposed, you know, that women could, you know, start simply not wearing those popular stretchy pants. And it ended up being like a whole leggings day where all these women, just out of defiance, like, screw you, lady, all wore leggings.
Really?
Because this basically implied, when people say, like, rape culture, it's the idea of where guys are not responsible for their actions. They have no self-control. So saying, ladies, it's your fault that guys are looking at you. It's like,
oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, we're never going to say, oh, guys, we need to have guys completely stop looking. It's not the problem of looking. I think it's the problem of them commenting, them thinking they can touch, like grab an ass, and that, like, that's not okay. Or make lewd comments. But it's like, we need to start, like, woman, why don't you tell your sons to stop ogling, or don't be disrespectful?
Yeah.
As opposed to telling girls not to wear leggings, because leggings are goddamn comfortable.
Dude, I'm wearing them right now.
I'm really mad I didn't wear my leggings.
They're almost so comfortable.
It was too rainy this morning. I wanted pants.
And like, yo, my butt looks so much better in leggings than in any other pant. Like, to be honest.
Like, let's say you had a more religious boyfriend's mom, and she's like, you need to not, or even a friend of yours, mom. It's like, you need to not wear leggings because my son can't help but look.
I'd be like, let him look. Damn.
You start twerking up on her.
Honestly, probably. I mean, if it was my friend's mom, whoa, I used to get advice from my parent or my friend's parents, and I hated it. Any type of advice. I'm like, you are not my parent. Don't. No, I'm not your kid with anything. So that would not fly. My boyfriend's parents might be a different story, because I feel like you kind of try to put your best foot forward in front of your boyfriend's parents. Plus, if my boyfriend was super like, oh my, they're like this, sorry, please just try to go with it, you know, kind of thing. And I wouldn't want to get kicked out. Like, that would be so awkward if they were like, hey, can you not wear leggings in my house because
my husband's
going to stare? That would be so weird.
I'd be like, I don't want to be here anymore.
I would be like, what do you want me to wear? Like, I would be like, okay,
would you want me to wear a potato sack?
Do you like sweatpants? Like, what's better for your husband not to stare? Like,
or why don't you talk to your husband and ask him not to stare instead of having this awkward conversation with me? Have that awkward conversation with him.
Yeah, thank God my boyfriend's parents aren't like that, because I don't even know what I would do. I mean, obviously, yeah. I wouldn't go over there if I was wearing what I was wearing and they didn't like, because that's weird. But then I would try to probably avoid going over there at all, because that's just weird. But no, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, it's still like all the school uniforms we have. I mean, not the school uniform, but the school
dress codes.
I mean, they still have them.
Unfortunately, like, looking back on it, I'm like, how BS is that? And I remember being told this. It's like, it's just to not distract the boys. And I'm just like, I get that hormones are raging, girl hormones are raging, but like, I can't wear a tank top when it's hot out.
Yeah.
I can't show my shoulder because boys are going to look at my shoulder, God forbid. It's like, let's teach them self-control. And instead of worrying about what I'm wearing.
I still feel like there's just going to be staring no matter what. I mean, right. Even nowadays when I see a girl go by and she has like tight, like I'll look at her ass. For even a guy, if he has tight pants, I'll look at right. his ass. And like it's just kind of like the wandering eye. It's not like I mean for it to go there, but like, or if a guy has sweatpants on, sometimes you can see the outline of his junk and you're like, right. Oh, damn, I can see the outline of your junk. You know?
But there's a difference between looking at and like staring.
Yeah. Like, and being like weird God. About it.
Yeah. Or just looking at a girl like, hey, baby. And like,
taking many mental pictures.
Right. There's, you know, we all look. It's, I'm not saying we can't look at butts anymore or anything, because our eyes are going to wander. But I think yeah. there's a difference between taking a glance and being disrespectful and full on like commenting, and having a mom comment like this is disrespectful, and having a it's guy.
Crazy. But I do kind of get the whole, for us, it was the fingertips have to be long mm-hmm. enough for your, and if I feel like if there wasn't that in place, especially nowadays with everyone getting a phone, everyone getting social media so mm-hmm. fast, everyone just trying to get those pictures to try to get Insta famous. I feel like it's probably a good thing they have that, because if not, like girls wear booty shorts, like out and about, mm-hmm. not just at a workout area, but like everywhere. So I feel like they would wear those to school, which it's a lot. It's just like that. I could almost see her hoo-ha. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, I feel like there is some of the dress, I get it.
Like, probably not wear something that's like underwear, but I feel like girls.
Yeah, don't.
Like, I don't see a problem with wearing shorts. And again, if that argument's like, well, it's distracting the boys, it's like, tell the boys, like, have some self control. It's like, yes, you're going to see stuff that makes you like, oh my God, that person's attractive. Girls get that too. Like, we end up getting flustered and we're like, oh my God, I like this guy. And, like, you can't think. You're kind of just stuck there. And we still have to kind of manage through those emotions and those feelings throughout day to day. Plus, you know, between periods and hormones and this and that, wanting to cry and blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone's dealing with crap. And you're just making it harder. I just know that not every school has great AC. Oh. And it was sometimes hot as balls.
That chub rub.
Chub rub is real.
It's real. Well, I'm glad that this girl got shut down. The mom, and everyone can still wear leggings.
Yeah.
Because leggings are so nice.
Yeah, especially in the fall. I don't know. Like, I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say about any of this.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on dress codes?
Did you guys have any weird rules in your school? We couldn't wear hats. That was weird. Why? Why not?
I think it's just because I think the excuse they gave us was that you could throw them around, or, you know, people would like, you get bullied with it. I don't
know. Stupid.
Or like gang affiliation. I know we couldn't wear bandanas.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't either.
Because of gang affiliation.
But that is also so weird. Maybe I just like a bandana.
It's like I know, I used to wear bandanas all the time playing soccer. It kept my hair out of my face.
Gosh. And you weren't part of a gang?
No, it was a light baby blue bandana.
That sounds hardcore.
Like, hardcore with My Little Pony gang.
Hey.
But definitely, I know if you don't care about Kim Kardashian.
But let us know about if your significant other, if she wears or he wears something that you don't like. Do you say something? Do you care at all?
I think the only time I would get it, it's like if, like, hey, we're going to church, or we have to go to Christmas mass, or we're gonna go hang out with my grandma, she's kind of old school, like I get like commenting, but I don't think trying to change someone completely after you've already changed them. I think they're just kind of weird people.
It's got to be that compromise, man. Takes two to tango.
I think, like, let's take bets on how
Vicky wants them to get divorced.
I know, I'm just waiting.
I kind of
want to put money down on when they will. That's why I want
you
to
should get, like, when hey. Do you think?
I'm thinking, give it about a year.
Really?
Because they still have to wait.
2020?
I'm thinking maybe end of 2020, because they have another baby on the way, I guess. According to this. Or maybe it's already out. I don't freaking know. That's how much I track the Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
But I'm assuming the baby bliss is going to be out there for a little bit, and then it'll start to go down.
Damn, I'm giving them a long-ass time. I think they got this. <All right. laughs> I have faith.
Anywho, but we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.